Hello, I'm Gary Roby, and this is A Call to Worship. Today we look at the cross.
Oh, that old rugged cross. So very much despised by the world. It still holds a wondrous attraction to me. For the Bible says that it was there that the dear Lamb of God left the glory that he had above to bear it on dark Calvary.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. How I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last we'll cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Exchange it someday for a crown.
Say all the blood.
One day, nearly 2,000 years ago, John the Baptist saw Jesus standing along the banks of the Jordan. He pointed his finger and he said these words, "Behold the Lamb." But you see, folks, this lamb isn't just an ordinary lamb. This lamb is from God. And this lamb just doesn't cover, but this lamb takes sin away. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. That's why today I can say, I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. You know I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. Yes, I am.
Oh,
Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the cross. O Lord, the cross, as you know infinitely more well than we, is so much more than just a symbol. The empty cross hanging around a neck or posted on the side of a building. So much more. Thank you, Father, for sending your only Son to die on that cross for us. After all that has been done in us in his death, how could we do less than to live for him? We praise you for the marvelous and mysterious plan of salvation that you have provided to us, centered around those moments when Christ took on the sin of the world as he sacrificed his life on the cross. Bless this time that we invest in your presence, Lord. This hour, looking at the cross of Christ.
Timbers were raised to the sky. There hung a man suspended in space, and though he was blameless, they left him to die. When I think of the cross, it moves me now. The nails in his hands, his bleeding, to think of the cross moves me now. It should have been me. It should have been me. Instead, I am free. I am free. I am free. He put an end to my guilt and despair. Turn bitter hating to sweet peace and love. Even the men that put him up there were offered forgiveness and life from above. When I think of the cross, it moves me now. The nails in his hands, to think of the cross moves me now. It should have been me. It should have been me. Instead, I am free. I am free. I am free. Yes, I am free. Free indeed. Thank God I'm free. I am free. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling and exchange it someday for a crown. I'll exchange it someday for
You are listening to A Call to Worship as we think about the cross of Christ.
city was Jerusalem. The time was long ago. The people called him Jesus, and his crime just the love he showed. But I'm the one to blame. I caused all his pain. He gave himself the day he wore my crown. He brought me love that only he could give. I brought him cause to cry. And though he taught me how to live, I taught him how to die. And I'm the one to blame. I caused all the pain. He gave himself the day he wore my crown. He could have called his holy father and said, "Take me away, please take me away." He could have said, "I'm not guilty, and I'm not gonna stay. I'm not gonna pay." But he walked right through the gate and then on up the hill. And as he fell beneath the weight, he cried, "Father, not my will." And I'm the one to blame. I caused all the pain. He gave himself the day he wore my crown. And I'm the one to blame. I caused all the pain. He gave himself the day he wore my
Thank you for listening to this call to worship. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. And if you miss a portion of today's program and you are able to listen to this program as well as other past programs right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us.
nothing on our own. We make mistakes and often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But someday I'll prove just what I say. I'm of a special kind. For when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He
was
This is your call to worship.
Made of wood, built by man, there it stood, salvation's plan. Adam's fall and my own sin, it was all placed on him. Without the cross, I would not know redeeming love that saw my soul. Without the blood, where would I be? I would be lost without the cross. Mercy blood divine on Calvary's hill for all mankind, flowing through the ages past, destined to reach me at last. Without the cross,
a snapshot of events surrounding the cross, pointed out in Scripture, in Luke 23. When they came to a place called the Skull, they nailed him to the cross. and the criminals were also crucified, one on his right and one on his left. Matthew 27. After they had nailed him to the cross, the soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. And this fulfilled the word of the prophet, quote, "They divided my garments among themselves and cast lots for my robe," end of quote. Matthew 27, verse 42, "He saved others," they scoffed, "but he cannot save himself. So he is the king of Israel, is he? Let him come down from the cross right now, and we will believe him." This is a huge, noteworthy fact. Jesus could have called 10,000s of angels to set him free, but he died alone for you and for me. In John 19, and Pilate posted a sign on the cross that read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Later in that same chapter, standing near the cross were Jesus' mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. In Acts 2, but God knew what would happen, and his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to a cross and killed him. Then Peter said, as he stood before the high council, found in Acts 5, "The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead after you killed him by hanging him on a cross." Although the sacrifice Christ made on the cross is vital to our salvation, it is thought of no value by many. 1 Corinthians 1, "The message of the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction, but we who are being saved know it is the very power of God." And not only has the cross saved us from the penalty of sin, it can also set us free from the power of sin in our lives. Galatians 6, "But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world." The cross, the good news of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15, "Let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcomed it then, and you still stand firm in it. It is this good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you, unless, of course, you believe something that was never true in the first place. I passed on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the Scripture said. He was buried, and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the Scripture said." Colossians 1:19, "For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross." Hebrews 12, "Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding the shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. And someday soon, we will see this Savior face to face, the one who died a cruel death on the cross, so that we might live."
Thank you. the blood that Jesus shed for me. Way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from death. It will never lose its power, because it reaches to the highest mountains, and it flows to the lowest valley. Strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Well, it soothes my doubts and calms all my fears. And it dries all my tears, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. Oh, it will never lose its
Our call to worship today has focused on the cross of Jesus Christ. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program has been a blessing to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and, of course, visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible contribution to this ministry on that website. You can listen to programs there and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. The cross of Jesus Christ is good news, vital to our salvation. Christ died on that cross for our sins, just as the Scriptures said. He was buried and He raised from the dead on the third day, just as the Scriptures said. without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory.
And the blue.